Typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as talks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
is 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake? The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? Belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
Thank you. The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creator, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm, and average weight is 0.5 to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head, and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few, so belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
People think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish. Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
bagi saya kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Kembelida itu.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hold Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Belida.
Voice of Asia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I hope that you are still listening to our program on Indonesia today. Well, do you know about wise word? And I believe that wise word can be considered as your motivation, as your, you know, spirit maybe, yeah? After listening to and knowing wise word, different times can also give us new motivation in order to run our activities and even to reach our goal easily. Yes, many people said that. That's why I would like to share you about wise words. Well, the wise word that I would like to share is from Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. He said, "Truth is not decided by how many people believe in it." Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta on 1st August 1868. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to build many fundamentals toward the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. He also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive.
soup with savory taste, rather sour and spicy. That's sayur gabus pucung, a legendary Betawi culinary. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucung, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
Bahan-bahana ikan gabus.
Fresh cod fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Japanese call it kluwak. The color is black. That's it. Just put some spices like leek and celery to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of sayur gabus pucung, as described by Ibu Koryanti, a sayur gabus pucung seller in Cibubur, East Jakarta. The legendary Betawi dish is made from mainly cod or gabus fish and pucung, hence it is called gabus pucung. To cook it, the cod fish is fried with ash, so it's not so fishy. Then it is cleaned, salted along with spices that have been pounded or ground, among others, salad, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kuek. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, sayur means vegetables. Betawi people classify all kinds of dishes with a lot of water as sayur. In English, salt, maybe. So this one is known as sayur gabus pucung, thought it does not contain any vegetables at all, as explained by Ibu Koryanti.
Yeah, ikan de.
The fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur, because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it's just like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kepayan, tui, is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, sayur gabus pucung tastes savory, sour, and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, sayur gabus pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including wounds after operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid, and coping with the swell that occurs in the body. All these properties obtained as cold fish has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is pretty high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood, needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur gabus pucung indeed is a legendary Betawi culinary that has been created since the Dutch colonial era. It is a thought culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, cod was also easily found there, especially in swamps in Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Betawi community. In the past, pucung was part of food and food sent to relatives and friends during fasting or Idul Fitri, as told by Ibu Koryanti.
Sometimes there are people who like it for small parties, for food hamper sent to others, but the cod has become rare now. Yet there are always some people who need it.
In the past, Sayur Gabus Pucung was an important part of Betawi people tradition called Nyorok. It is a tradition of delivering food brought especially married children to parents or parents-in-law ahead of the fasting month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. But now people do not send Sayur Gabus Pucung to each other anymore. This is because today it is difficult to find cooked fish, so no wonder the culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Betawi culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Rectorate of Internationalization and Cultural Affairs of the Ministry of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage object of Indonesia's 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur Gabus Pucung is one of them.
as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Jol. The song was popularized by Dol Sumbang, a musician from West Java. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who cannot resist the presence of an ex-lover who has often hurt and betrayed him. However, every time the ex comes back, he finds it difficult to resist her presence. Despite trying to close the heart, the ex keeps coming and forcibly opening the opportunity to her heart. In the end, the key to the heart is lost and remains open forever. Well, listener, here is the song Jol by Dol Sumbang. Enjoy!
Datang beli sanggup sabar barat kali ngakiana nganye nyeri toro jo anjen datang beli jo anjen datang beli ku aneh nak ku ribet lengleng hara resi nutup hati toro jo anjen datang beli hianat kumsingannya nyeri kuring leng-leng elek beli daik beli poho-poho kanakan nyeri Musik sekali ngatiana nanyanya ora jojo anjen datang deui jo anjen datang ku aneh nak kuring bet lengleng harap nutup hati ora jojo anjen datang deui
is the news. The Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers has set a target of placing 425,000 Indonesian citizens in overseas jobs in 2025. Deputy Minister Christina Aryani stated that the Jakarta Job Fair on Wednesday said the government is targeting the placement of 425,000 migrant workers abroad this year, an increase from the previous 297,000 people. President Prabowo Subianto launched Indonesia's first national bullion bank to support the government's push for the downstreaming of natural resources, aligning with his administration's 8 primary missions, collectively called the Asta Cita. The government has appointed state-run pawn broker PT Pegadaian and state-owned Bank Syariah Indonesia to provide the nation's first bullion depository service. President Prabowo inaugurated the historic service by placing a dummy gold bar into a treasure box at the Great Tower in Jakarta on Wednesday. That's a newsline.
Yang terbenam kerinduan yang terbenam.